Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
How many chances should you give a restaurant?
No matter how expensive it is, you got the babysitter and a night was ruined. And Kenny has a story for the ages down at Disney.
I was trapped. It's the emerging podcast scene presented by Extend Technologies on 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app.
The first 4 hours were simply an amuse-bouche.
I'm stuffed. I can't remember the last time I ate this much.
Sure you don't want no dessert?
Not for me.
I'm good.
Your table is now ready for Carmen and Lima's emerging podcast scene.
Hello, and we're brought to you by Extend Technologies, XTENDAV.com. Hello, Tone.
Well, hello, Kenny. Hello, hello. Great to talk to you on a very busy Thursday.
We were going to have Doug Ute on, but now we ain't got Doug Ute on. So what do you want to talk about?
OHSA is scared.
They're running for the hills.
Emergency some meetings, say, by the way, with the OHSA.
Some say he's now known as Doug Mute.
I'm already over this.
Wait a second.
M.
What are you talking about?
I'll see you in hell.
Okay, so I have a question for you and for Owen.
I'm not answering it.
And for anybody that likes to go out to a restaurant. Ooh. Which I would think is everybody. Everybody likes restaurants, right?
I only like Denny's on 150th.
We used to go to Denny's a lot when I was young. We used to go to the Ground Round when I was young.
The Ground Round.
Yeah, went to all those places.
I went to Ground Round one time in Johnson City, New York.
Well, I got another one. Baker Square. Do you remember Baker Square?
I went to Baker Square one time, also in Johnson City, New York.
When I lived in Parma, Free Pie Tuesday.
Free pie.
I was there.
My God, when did the last Baker Square get closed? You know, they're bringing back Chi-Chi's.
I don't know.
They're bringing back Chi-Chi's, and I suspect it will do well. Anyway, Kenny, last night, we don't get a lot of days off, but we secured the babysitter very early, and my wife wanted to go to a nice area of town to see fall foliage. Yes, my wife is 100% unadulterated leaf peeper. So we were excited to do that yesterday, even though we were a little worried about the weather. And we went to a highfalutin restaurant, a restaurant
weather
that
sucks.
Movers go to, and shakers, and luminaries, and hobnobbers.
Yeah.
So we went to this restaurant. Now, it'd been years since I've been there, but it's one of those bedrock Northeast Ohio staples where you go there, you get good food, you pay a pretty penny for it.
Never
and
been
you
there.
Get out. And we went there yesterday.
I've never been there.
No?
Nope.
Well, so this is my question.
I only go to Denny's on
150th. My question is, can I not suggest this restaurant going forward to Kenny based on one bad experience?
Yeah.
Because we had a bad experience.
Well, you can suggest it all you want, but if it doesn't serve a grand slam, then I ain't going.
So, or a moon's over Miami?
And it's got to be on 150th.
So, this restaurant, it's beautiful when you walk in, and it even has that smell in the air of fine dining and expensive cuisine. But I've liked it. My wife had not been there, so I wanted her to go. And we went there after checking out, peeping the leaves, After all of that, we get in there. There were a couple of, on the menu item, couple specials. I said, that looks like a good appetizer for us. We'll split that. Okay.
Nice.
And they botched it. It was, instead of the tuna crudo with aioli, which was supposed to be on there, it was a tuna tartare and no aioli.
Oh, boy.
So,
more like what's tuna crudo?
The crudo is
tuna
kind of like raw style, like sushi style.
Tastes like crud.
Right? And they did not do that. They screwed that up. And we didn't even realize it. Like, we just started eating it. And I'm like, where's the aioli? And, oh, by the way, this isn't even what we ordered. We didn't even make a big deal of it. They brought out aioli, and then they told us, no, this was dipped in aioli. It's like, we would taste the aioli. So they got that one wrong.
Wow.
By the way, still good.
I love how they just decided to make up an excuse for you instead of making it right.
Yeah. Yeah. Still good. By the way, it was still good. It just wasn't what we ordered. Then,
you no tartar?
That salad was amazing. We had a Brussels sprout salad. It was amazing.
Wow, great. You made your trip. You booked a babysitter all for salad.
Yep.
Okay.
The salad was good.
Just got that going.
Then the drinks were fine, whatever. Then the entrees come out.
Okay.
She got a fall-themed gnocchi entree, and she said it was really good, but let's just say Sarah is a big eater. My wife is a big eater. I'll put that out there. I'll put our business out there.
Wow.
She's a big eater, and she has no problem with me saying it because she is a marathon runner, mm-hmm. and she burns a lot of calories, and she has no problem housing meals. She routinely will house a meal where I will still have leftovers. And
now,
she
when she does her drink, does she throw the bottle on the ground afterwards?
Yeah.
Continues to run.
She takes care of business. My meal was excellent. My entree was absolutely excellent. But hers was kind of what you see at like Michelin star restaurants where, all right, yeah, here's your pasta. Here's five gnocchis, maybe six. Like she finished it in a minute. Like it was gone. And my question is, should they...
I can't believe your wife can eat like that. That's awesome.
Should they have looked at her and stereotyped? Because that's what they did. They're like, oh, this skinny girl. Like, what's the deal? Should they mention
the
portions?
I am never going to this restaurant. I'm telling you right now. Yeah. It's you're pissing me off so bad.
No, but you'll be okay because they stereotype based on size.
Yeah, and you'll get more meal. Yeah.
I don't like it. I don't.
Or they'll tell
just
you,
sounds,
sir, the portions aren't what you're being expecting.
It sounds like they cut every single corner.
This guy knows
really,
his aioli.
I'm doing everything I can to not put them on blast because of how angry you're making
Can
me.
I have
you're
five
really
aiolis? Can I have five vats of aioli? So again, the meal ended up being good. We were underwhelmed.
Yeah, it tasted so great, and everything was great, except you were underwhelmed with them lying to you.
Yeah, yeah.
You were underwhelmed with them just not trying to make it right, and you're underwhelmed with them looking out the window and going, okay, we can save on portion because she's small. What the hell type of effing restaurant is this?
My guess is that's the portion for
garbage.
All of them. But
garbage.
There have been restaurants where a server has said, hey, just so you know, here, the portions are... We've definitely had servers tell us that. Warn us that it's something more for sampling than it is anything else.
No, look, here, right here. Look, somebody's doing something in that nuts.
So my question is, like, obviously Ken would not want to go there now based on this review. But I'm sure if we opened up the phone lines, told people the restaurant, we'd have people come in and swear by it and say, no, we've had great meals there. You just had a bad experience. That's happened. Normally, I have good experiences. I would say 95% of the time, especially when I was single and out all the time and eating out like crazy.
How often have you gone there?
It was very good. It's been years, but I've been there about four or five times, and it's been amazing every time until yesterday. And my question is, should it be a place that we write off? Should we not go there ever again? It's expensive, too. That's the thing. When you get the bill, and, you know, I even asked my wife, I'm like, should we say anything? She's like, what's to say? We already told them about the one thing, and what's to say? Like, you should have told us the entree was this size. Like, for some people, that might have been fine. So we should we have asked? Is that on us? Is the onus on us? Should we have asked about portions? I didn't think to. Most Italian restaurants we go to, the portions are great. So, and it had been years since I've been there. I don't remember ever having a problem with the portions.
What'd you do on the way home?
Oh, we bitched and moaned the entire time.
You didn't stop and pick something up?
No,
we
did not.
We bitched and moaned the entire time.
So what do you think? Oh, and you go out a lot.
I do.
What percentage of the time do you have a bad experience?
Oh, here
73%.
No, I mean it's probably it depends what kind of evening I'm trying to have, but usually it's only like 10% of the time.
It's not often.
You know, I'm trying to get smashed and eat a hoagie at a bar.
Maybe not even that high, really. Because especially when you're going out, now there's a big difference between we've got our favorite wing spot downtown, we've got our favorite pizza spot that's in Hinchtown. And if I have a bad experience there, I'm cool because I know the area I'm going to. But if you're paying for the experience, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I don't expect a bad experience. And I haven't, those places get one chance with me usually. Get back in the rotation in 5 years, but
yeah, we kind of said that. We kind of said that on the way out. We're like, yeah, it'll be a while before we ever do this again. We didn't say we're never coming back.
I would tell you for that place, right?
And so, I will never go now because of you.
Yeah, that's a place that.
So do you think everybody else is? So no, my question is: this place is a staple.
I will celebrate its closure.
It is a Cleveland place.
I don't think it's closing.
It is a Cleveland place that gets brought up when you talk about some of the better places.
They didn't think that.
So do you think everybody else is wrong? Do you think that's right for Ken to have that thought that just because I outlined one bad experience.
They didn't think Swingo's was getting closed either. Sorry, go ahead.
So do you think that's fair, what Ken is doing right now? Is that fair? Because clearly this place has dedicated regulars.
Then it's, it's fair because it's word of mouth. And I'm sorry, I know it's an impossible standard, but you know what they could have done? They could have made it right. Okay? Even if they thought you were being a difficult customer. That's what you get in the hospitality business for. All right. Now, I'm a person who doesn't like to complain. I don't like to send food back. I don't know if I ever have. I'm the type of person, my wife, when I first got together with Liz, like at a fast food drive-thru, like I might have told you this on this podcast. Like she hems and haws. I go, no, have your order ready. We can't see the people fixing our food and they don't give a bleep about you. So you better get it right. Like I'm very weird about that stuff. But they had a chance. Like they could have turned that story around. Like, hey, I didn't have this, but the portions are the portions. I don't know what to tell you. And by the way, you are alleging something very strong, maybe as a joke, that they looked out the door, saw your wife, and decided to go. So I shouldn't go that serious about that. But listen, I can't eat as much as I used to. I like to take home. Now, I'm not a big leftover person, but my wife is.
I am.
So, I'm not big on leftovers. Usually, if I... Unless it's Chinese,
then I'll have it the
pizza.
Next week.
But I'm very particular about
seven
leftovers.
Seven meals to stock it up.
Yes, I'm very particular about
and
leftovers.
And you better have a boxing system in place that meets the requirements. But you can't just half-ass throw a box at us and say, you put it in.
The whole
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thing about it being dipped in aioli or something like that. I'm sorry, I just don't believe them.
We know what aioli tastes like. There was zero on it.
I don't like the situation, and they could have made the situation better, and they didn't. And so I can take your word for it, and I'm not going to. You get precious few nights out, and it sounds like that's a wasted evening. And what started out promising with, you know, you guys going to dinner and, you know, you waking up at 4:30 in the morning, trying not to wake up, but you getting to wake up with rosy cheeks in the morning. That seems to be ruined by this restaurant, and I'm not going to deal with it. No, it's not going to happen. So that's the way it goes. Problem is that places like that, there's not that many where I live.
Okay.
There's one place that the people in town kind of like, and then the other places, like, there's one I flatly will not go to, and it's because it's connected to a place that I really can't say, and the manager of that place really rubbed me the wrong way one time. Sending an email about... I wish I could say more. I'm trying to give away as much without giving it all away, but they went about doing business with me the completely wrong way, low class, garbage way, and because of that, I will never step foot on that place because I don't want to be around it. But there's like a nice place there that people say is nice. I won't go there. There's a couple places in Hudson, but I don't really want to drive all the way over to Hudson.
It's one nice one, Twinsburg.
Twinsburg, yeah, you know, that's still a bit far away. There's a nice place in Aurora.
Yeah, there is.
I'll tell you that. We just haven't ventured up 43 as much.
Couple nice
for
places
some folks.
In Aurora.
Yeah, maybe I should try to go up 43 a little bit. But
actually, I just moved to Aurora.
There's one place in town that we like, and it's just, you know, it's good and it's good enough for us. Some people have had complaints around it, but I've always had a pretty decent experience. It's not Michelin, but it's not going to break the bank. But it's not garbage either. So I like that. Fair enough. The difference is that Liz is just, we're not into restaurants. We're not restaurateurs the way that you are. That's not how it works. You would have to own a restaurant, but right. We're not foodies the way you and Sarah are about that sort of thing. I'm not as big on it. On vacations, maybe a little bit, but. I mean, if I can just come out and say it, the last time I went and spent a lot of money on a dinner, I was very agitated at the very end of it. And that was down in Disney.
Oh, man.
Did I tell you that story yet?
Can I
tell that story here? Is that in poor taste?
Was Tim Legler there?
No, not at the dinner table. Not that I saw. We went to this place.
Can
this
he take
restaurant.
Criticism?
Now, I will tell you this. I was the only person who had this experience. I went to this place in Epcot. Should I just say the name?
Yeah.
Because it was fine. So I went to Space 220 with my wife and our two friends, right, that we went on vacation
looking
with.
Looking it up.
Is David S. Pumpkins there?
David S. Pumpkins was not there. Great question. And what this is, it's in Epcot, and it's supposed to be like a experience. Like
in space.
Yeah, well, you know, like.
You have to eat astronaut food?
Is there a restaurant at the top of the CN Tower or something? Like, you remember how Rex Humbard tried to build a restaurant at the top of a thing, and now it's just called Rex's Erection over there in Cuyahoga Falls? Like, it's a restaurant on top of a spinny thing. I think they got one in Niagara Falls.
Ken has to do the toothpaste like the astronauts.
Well, you're supposed to. It's supposed to be this
I'll
elevator.
I'll take another ting, my good sir.
It's supposed to be this elevator and this lift to take you up. Okay? And it's supposed to be in outer space. So it's a big, long thing out of the galaxy, out of the world.
Yeah.
So you get in this fake thing and you ride up, quote unquote, and you look down and you look up and you can see, and it's the technology.
And you get to eat
cool. The
plants like the planets like you do Uranus.
But you go there.
Oh, come on.
You're terrible. So we get shown to our table. It's fine. The food
Stop
was
looking at me.
The food was fine. The food was fine. And there's times where I go to dinner with friends and I will shut down. The engines are off and there's no turning them back on.
Yeah.
So I'm usually loudmouth. Talking all the time, and then there's times where I'll just sit there at dinner, and then they'll go, Liz will go, what's wrong? What's the matter? Nothing. I'm fine. The engines are off, and I can't turn them back on.
I know what you mean.
It's over, and I will sit there, and I will be quiet.
Were you there at lunch
or
dinner?
Huh? Dinner. Okay. It was dinner time. And,
it's a long-ass day.
I'm looking at the liftoffs right
they
now.
Had. I ordered something that was called au gratin, and it did not look the way I thought it was going to be, and it didn't taste good to me because of that.
So you had to run to the bathroom and explode like the Challenger?
There was a...
Come on.
Come on, man. There was a carrot thing about
that. Canaveral's like an hour drive from there.
Jesus, man. Come on. I'm not laughing. No, I ain't doing that. Dusty Rhodes wouldn't even let Jim Cornette talk about that. I ain't letting you talk about that. Come on, man. So I went there.
Neptuna tartare.
I had the steak. The steak was fine. It was nothing I haven't had, you know, whatever. I didn't even have a drink, which Liz was surprised, and the other two people were surprised. I had like a Coke. I didn't have any booze. I just didn't feel like it.
Wow.
And I started to ratchet because, and I can tell you this, what is happening later in the day This is going to be terrible to admit. What is happening later in the evening always affects how I'm going to enjoy dinner. So I'm going to let you guys in on something. I'm not going to tell you that part. I thought Liz wanted to go see the fireworks in Epcot. And all I remember about it when we were there in February is that it is awful leaving the place because like one way out of the park, basically where you're at. And the line goes over a bridge and like it is so long. And the kids, it's 11 o'clock at night. The kids are losing their minds. Oh, it's not. No. I don't know. It's late. It's
and
dark.
You can't see the fireworks from anywhere.
You can. But if you want to be close, you want to experience the fireworks and the music and the storytelling. I mean, they set off $50,000 of fireworks a night there. I mean,
it's incredible.
I mean, I'm dead serious. Yeah, that's the price. Crazy. Yeah. But it's part of the experience. Whatever. And Liz wanted to see it. I'm just like dreading it. So that's part of the reason the engine shut down. And I know we want to get there. And I'm like, if we're going to see him, we're going to see him. Well, it's taking a while. And so I'm thinking about it. I'm looking up at the clock, and I kept checking my watch, and I kept checking everything. And I'm like, what's going on here? And we get the bill. The bill is not a cheap bill. Okay? All right. I got this one. It's fine. It's just
– you're paying for everybody.
On this round, yeah. And now they took care of us on another round. Like, but, you know, you pick and choose. We're friends. They're the ones that set us up. You know, it's how this works. So it's fine, but I sat there and I'm like, okay, we got to go because we got to go to these effing fireworks. And I'm not wanting to see these fireworks because, one, I'm not overblown by fireworks. Mm-hmm. I like set them off, but watching them is whatever. The other thing is I'm dreading leaving the park. And I go, our two friends have no idea what they're about to embark on. It's only easier just because we don't have children here. But the children lose their minds at the end of the night because it just hits them there how tired they are, and they're overly tired.
And then overstimulated.
And they're overly stimulated, and every kid in the park is screaming their face off. And the whole cast member niceness, it goes right out the window because now you're trying to get on that sky. There's a sky bridge thing, or it's a Skyliner. They call it Skyliner. And you're just in this big gondola.
And everyone's for themselves across. Just getting
and
there?
No, they basically, it's like I am a giant beef cattle cow, and they are buzzing me into there, like, get in. Get into your pen, you fat bleep. Like, they don't care. And because you got thousands of people behind you. And I'm just thinking that I'm dreading it. And it's getting close to the witching hour. And we pay the bill. Take some while to bring it out. I sign. We gotta go. Go up there, walk, leave. Well, you gotta get back into your chamber to go back down to Earth. Let me repeat that. I'm in a building in Florida, and I have to get back into my chamber, quote unquote, to go back down to Earth.
Who said this to you?
And I am there for 10 of the longest minutes of my life. Waiting for the chamber door to even effing open before we could go. So you have ate your dinner. You've paid for the dinner. Now you have to wait to be let out. I'm a captive in this building.
Oh, my God.
And because they wanted to play make-believe, I'm terrified that we're going to miss these effing fireworks, and I'm going to be upset about it. And so I'm sitting there, and you could hear the – I guarantee if you're standing close to me, you could hear the gears of my head clanging.
How many stories are you up in the air?
We're not up in the air. I'm on the ground floor. It's a building.
Oh, okay.
You're playing make-believe.
Okay.
It is the same thing as your son getting you – yes.
I was confused.
You're not leaving the earth. You're not leaving the ground. You're all on the ground. Everybody's on the first floor.
Oh, my God.
You never leave.
So there's
no
steps to take.
Again, see my fingers. You enter the pod, quote, fingers. You go up into the space.
They do the Damon and Mendelar.
Fingers. Yes. You get done. You board the mothership. Damon and Mendelar goes to Sirius. And then you go and you eat food. And then you have,
no one ever hears from again.
You have to wait in a holding area to go back to Earth, quote unquote. And if it just was everybody just gets on and you go down and that's fine, that's one thing. I guess I'll play along with your farce. But you end up waiting there for 10 effing minutes at least. And I'm standing there going, I cannot believe this is happening. I cannot believe I'm sitting here waiting to play make-believe. Like, I almost started pounding on the door going, let me the F out so we can get to these effing fireworks. I want to go to these fire. I didn't even want to see the fireworks.
I would have lost my mind.
Oh, my God. Because you realize, I go, I didn't come here. And once you're paid, you should be able to do what you want. There needs to be a door for if you guys want to play make-believe still, and that's part of it, fine.
We can end the simulation.
If you just want the F out of here, then you should be allowed to get the F out of here.
That's right.
After the amount of money I just spent,
abort.
I just want to leave, I want out of here.
So if you have a cardiac event.
You're waiting for the fake elevator to come up and get you. Sorry, yep. Mrs. Carmen. He couldn't be saved. Why? Because we were playing make-believe outside, and Jerry, who goes to UCF, didn't realize he had to hit the effing airlock for him. So sorry, kids. Dad's not coming home.
We couldn't
get, that's the way
it would be. We couldn't get a doctor here in space.
We couldn't get a doctor in space. Dr. Zhivago couldn't come and help you. Neither could the professor. Neither could Mickey or Minnie. So Kenny ain't coming back to Earth.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.